From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. This week, we're going back and taking stock of what we did to get to this point.
Oh, it's like an intervention. I've had lots of those.
Kind of like that, Bill. Listeners tell us they look forward to the Listener Limerick Challenge toward the end of each week's show, but they also tell us they don't look forward to when I preview the game, usually with a terrible pun. Here are some of the best, or perhaps if you like the worst, Limerick promos. Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carol checks you for ticks to make sure that you don't have rhyme disease. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge. In just a minute, Carl right here will reveal that he's a member of the notorious Gambino organized rhyme family in our Listener Limerick. In just a minute, Carl traveled thousands of light years to bring us this week's limericks thanks to a rift in the space rhyme continuum. If you'd like to play, Carl injects the show with a healthy dose of rhymoflavin. Carl resets his clock to daylight savings rhyme in the Listener Limerick Challenge. In just a minute, Carl sees a plastic surgeon about some rhymoplasty. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl plays his favorite Ryman and Garfunkel album in our Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl rises from the rhymordial soup. Carl changes his mobile phone carrier to Verimzun. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge.